No, it isn't.
Nick, do you want to give the people a Rockies score update?
Phillies 3, Rockies 1 in the bottom of the first.
Oh, and only one out. They're already going to the... Oh, wait, that's a batter. Never mind.
Omaha Roncalli's own Alec Bohm just doubled in a run.
Thanks, Alec.
Thanks, Alec. Good work.
Not enough people are named Alec.
Mm. I went to school with one. He was one of you, John.
Whoa.
A human?
Ginger.
That's racist. Ageism could have been what kept Bill Belichick from getting a job, but it's more to it than that in the most recent story on ESPN.com.
There were three bylines on this story, right? Yes. Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler.
Yeah.
Woo, buddy.
Usually when ESPN.com puts the three byline on there, it's a big story.
Yeah.
And again, the nuts and bolts are basically this. Even though he is the most accomplished professional head coach of all time, in terms of championships won, in the modern era, championships played for, wins, not to mention everything that he did before he was a Patriot.
Yeah, defensive coordinator.
Bill Belichick was never really close to getting any of the open coaching jobs this past offseason.
Yeah.
In fact, the one that was reported, Boomer Esiason basically said he was going to get the job. The Atlanta Falcons job, he didn't even finish in the top three.
Yeah, early on in the story, it says whenever he being Arthur Blank, owner of the Falcons, was asked about Belichick's failed candidacy prior to the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, Blank always spoke respectfully about the coach with nearly a half century of experience. Quote, a living legend, end quote, Blank called him. What Blank didn't say was that he and his top lieutenants had voted on the team's next head coach, ranking each candidate. Bill Belichick didn't even finish in anyone's top three. The greatest coach of all time hadn't come close, and that was as close as Belichick would come in 2024.
And the reason why, or at least as being reported, and they talked to a number of people, many of them remaining anonymous, who are in front offices, coaches, people in the industry, that Arthur Blank, close friends with Robert Kraft.
This was interesting.
Kraft delivered a stark assessment of Belichick's character, according to a source who spoke to two people, a close Kraft friend and a longtime Belichick confidant. The source quoted the Belichick source as saying, Robert called Arthur to warn him not to trust Bill. That account was backed up, the source said, by the close Kraft friend. So you have people on both sides, the close to Belichick and close to Kraft, who confirmed the same thing. That Arthur Blank was told by Robert Kraft, you can't trust him. Because the one big stumbling block was whether or not Belichick was going to be comfortable in a strong GM system. As we all know, Bill Belichick famously was the GM and the head coach.
Correct.
Of the Patriots during all of the years. And that he would have to adjust to a system where, yeah, he's going to be under the general manager.
Even though he said, apparently in all of the interviews, he said he was open to it, he was fine with it, it wasn't going to bother him. Reading from the story, most team owners are loath to grant a single person as much power as Belichick wielded in New England, even with his career results. Owners now value collaboration and cooperation among football operations, the coaching staff, and other team executives. Most reject the fear and levers that fuel New England's dynasty. This time around, what made Bill Belichick great limited his options. So his personality, what he was able to do successfully in New England, kind of works to his detriment this time. And I mean, let's be honest, too. The other part, and it's mentioned in here, he has had a 29-39 record since Tom Brady left. Mm-hmm. And the offense has woefully underperformed. There's one mention in here about the coaches that he has had on his offensive staff. You know, dude, I think that the Joe Judge, Matt Patricia, if I were to kind of pick one thing above all that really is why he's not coaching right now, I actually don't think it's his age. I think that it is what happened to that offensive side of the ball, specifically the last two seasons. When he made Joe Judge and Matt Patricia, the OC, the co-offensive coordinator, that was a farce. And it's just like, I didn't understand it. It was from a guy that always cared so much about success that it was almost like he was like, I can do this, so I'm going to do it, you know, whether or not it's going to succeed. And it didn't.
Sources said Kraft made it clear to Blank that, quote, you'll never have a warm conversation with Belichick, echoing what Bill Parcells told Kraft in 1996 when he wanted to bust the budget and hire Belichick. Falcons source said Arthur Blank, the owner, likes coaches who feel part of a family, and it wasn't going to be that way with Bill.
Yes.
A second source close to Kraft said Kraft found Bill to be extremely difficult and obstinate and kind of stubborn and in the end not worthy of his trust and also very, very, very arrogant.
Not surprised in that regard. And not surprised that, you know, if they're wanting a familial atmosphere that he doesn't fit that. I'm going to read two things that were in different parts of the story, but certainly jumped out. And that was this. The first line, next season, the list of potential suitors for Belichick will be limited, the sources said. And later on, it said that he is believed to be biding his time until next January for openings on teams. He told confidants, he would be interested in coaching the Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the New York Giants. Interesting that all three are NFC East teams. But, you know, for a variety of reasons, we know about the relationship or the how he feels about the Giants. You know, he coached there, he won two Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. He's seemingly has a good relationship with Jerry Jones, but Jerry Jones also has a solid enough relationship with Robert Kraft that I wonder how that would go over. The Eagles stuff in here, as someone who just is enjoying the schadenfreude of them falling apart, was legitimately interesting, where it seemed like Howie Roseman and company like kind of kicked the tires on should they fire Sirianni and hire him last year. Not could they do that after this season, but should they do that after last season, given how much things fell apart.
But going back to the whole arrogance thing, and it was, I don't know if it was really implied in the story, but I'm going to imply it.
Okay.
I think part of this is Robert Kraft does not want Belichick going anywhere else, proving he can win somewhere else, and thus it leaves Kraft exposed as being the one person who couldn't win anything with either Brady or Belichick.
Interesting. So, like, Brady doing it kind of said something about Belichick, but if Belichick could do it, it would say something about Kraft.
Bingo.
That's pretty fascinating.
And because, I mean, you want to talk about very, very, very arrogant? Guarantee you,
Kraft.
You're not in that position without having a whole lot of arrogance to you,
dude. I mean, a lot of the stories that have come out since the near the end of the road, I mean, it really does read as like a kind of a look back at what happened with the Cowboys with Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson, where there's like this battle of power and the owner wants more credit. Cause now it seems like Kraft really whoa, I was the owner. I put this place together.
Right.
He's getting upset that Belichick is getting a lot of the credit. And it mentions in here the Dynasty, the documentary that's on Apple. I still haven't watched it. But apparently it is very favorable to Robert Kraft. Very favorable.
Sure it is.
And it paints Belichick at times, apparently in a bad light, where it like skips over like some of his great accomplishments, and then it's like, let's now focus on Aaron Hernandez for a whole episode. It does all these things in there. And what's so interesting in this is like that Robert Kraft, he was involved like in producing it, but then he's like trying to pull back now. No, I wasn't involved.
No, I think there's a lot of self-serving behavior going on here by Robert Kraft.
Definitely.
But all of that aside, I understand why teams passed on him. The
Belichick?
Recent record.
Yeah.
His age.
Yep.
And the fact that at least it's been out there that he just wants those 15 wins so he can pass Papa Bear, or I'm sorry, Don Shula, and be the winningest coach of all time, and then he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you have to factor all of that together in why Belichick has not gotten another job.
And I
talked about fit earlier. Sometimes the fit is just right.
Yeah.
A coach who wants to prove that he can do it his way on his own, with an owner who's never won anything, with a quarterback who grew up with a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And that combination...
It was a perfect storm.
Was a perfect storm, but it's like a math equation. You take out one component of the math equation, and it does not equal the answer. It totally changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you had here for all those years in New England.
I don't think he's going to coach again.
I don't either. And apparently he is signing a deal with Peyton's group, mm-hmm. Omaha Productions. And it sounds like he's going to be on the Pat McAfee draft show.
Everyone always says, I guess
McAfee's doing a draft cast, and Bill Belichick's going to be on it.
Everyone says that he is super funny, and he has a lot of personality, and when you get him away from the podium, like, I have no doubt that he doesn't have opinions on things. You know, he was involved in the top 100 thing, and he seemed like he was interesting enough, but, like, Pat McAfee and, like, that vibe is a whole lot different than, like, hanging out with Chris Collinsworth.
I've never wanted to not watch something so much in my life.
I'm actually a little intrigued.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very intrigued. But his good buddy, Nick Saban's going to be on ESPN's telecast.
That's true. They'll be competing with each other. Yeah, and the goal or the dream that a lot of people are having for those guys is that they end up doing like a show or a podcast together. Can you imagine that? Bill Belichick and Nick Saban doing a podcast? Hey, this podcast is brought to you by MeUndies.
I don't want them.
Use code Saban and get 15% off your first order.
I don't want them to have a producer. I hope it's just them doing all the editing and everything, because that would be funny.
I would venture to guess, Nick, that they'll have a producer.
Yeah, they'll have a producer.
It's just actually
like,
you.
Just like we have a producer.
And who reads questions.
Who reads questions. He's going to tell us about how Mario Cristobal made serious bank in 2022.
Interesting question for Nick to write.
Trevor Bauer's name is back.
Uh-oh.
And a very sad, sad day.
Sad?
For all the hockey fans in Omaha.
Mm.
On 1620 The Zone.